Chapter 24. Hezekiah was one of the good kings of Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign after the death of his father Ahaz, who had been a wicked king. But Hezekiah was not like his father, for he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, as David had done before him. He cleaned out the temple and brought the people of Judah back to the worship of God. He tried also to turn the 10 tribes of Israel back to the ways of the Lord, but most of them only mocked the messengers which he sent. But some of them came with the children of Judah to the solemn feast for which Hezekiah had called them to Jerusalem. After this, the great king of Assyria, whose name was Sennacherib, came up to fight against Jerusalem. Then Hezekiah stopped the brook which flowed through the land, so that the Assyrians could not find much water. He also built up the walls of the city and encouraged his soldiers by telling them that God would fight for them. But Sennacherib boasted that he would take the city, and said that God would not be able to deliver them. He sent a letter also to Hezekiah, speaking dreadful words against the Lord. What did Hezekiah do? He went up to the temple and spread the letter before the Lord. He prayed to God that he would hear the wicked words of Sennacherib and punish him for them. The prophet Isaiah also prayed with Hezekiah. What a beautiful example for us to follow. And see what happened. The Lord sent them a wonderful answer and said that the king of Assyria should return to his own land, and that not an arrow should be shot into the city. It was on the very same night that the angel of the Lord smote the Assyrians and destroyed 185,000 of them at once. So Sennacherib returned to Assyria with all this great loss and shame. And after a time, two of his sons killed him as he was worshipping his idols. How solemn are the judgments of God against his enemies! How dreadful for any who are enemies of the Lord's people, so as to make them pray to God against them! Now after a time, the good king Hezekiah became sick, and it seemed as though he must die. What a trial for the poor man! But he turned his face to the wall, away from everybody else, and prayed to the Lord as he did in all his troubles. O Lord, I am oppressed, he said. Undertake for me. And God heard his prayer and saw his tears, and promised that he should get better and live for another 15 years. But better than all this, he told Hezekiah that all his sins were forgiven. What greater blessing could he have than this? So Hezekiah had these deliverances, but he did not give God the glory as he should have done. The king of Babylon sent messengers to him with a present, and the heart of Hezekiah was lifted up with pride to think that he should be so honored. But he should have given the honor to the Lord. Instead of this, he was very friendly with the messengers and showed them all his treasures, although they were enemies to the Lord. Then God sent his prophet Isaiah to tell Hezekiah that all these treasures would be carried away to Babylon in days to come. And all this came to pass after his death, as the prophet had told him. Now for the texts. The account of King Hezekiah is in the second book of Kings, chapters 18, 19, and 20, and the second book of Chronicles, chapters 29 to 32. Then see if you can find the chapters in Isaiah, which tell us about Hezekiah. First, the account of Sennacherib, then of Hezekiah's sickness, and lastly of the present which the king of Babylon sent.